الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنام سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه الكرام بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده فجزاه الله عنا وعن الأمة كل خير رضي الله عنا وعنهم جميعا إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار All praises for Allah سبحانه وتعالى And peace and blessings upon his prophets and messengers, all the prophets and messengers of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam to Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and the last and final prophet Muhammad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi wa alayhi majma'in. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon all of them, upon their families, upon their followers. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi is his last and final prophet and messenger. Today is the last day of the year 1443 of Hijrah. And inshallah tomorrow we'll welcome the new year of Hijrah, the year 1444. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our mistakes, our shortcomings in this year and give us the blessings in the coming year and remove the difficulties of those who are in difficulties. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the ummah and bless humanity to follow the right path, the path of peace and justice and righteousness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the coming year a good year, inshallah, for us and for all people. You know, the new year of Hijrah for us is not just a new year. It reminds us about the Hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkah to Medina. which was known as Yathrib. It was a difficult time. The people of Mecca, a large number of them were non-Muslims, pagans, they were against him. Allah described that in Surah Al-Anfal. وَإِذْ يَمْكُرُ بِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَيُثْبِتُوكَ أَوْ يَقْتُلُوكَ أَوْ يُخْرِجُوكَ وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. And when those who disbelieve, they were making a plot to detain you, to kill you, or to expel you. And they were making their plot, and Allah has His own plan, and Allah is the best planner. Allahu khairul makirin. But Rasulullah sallam and his companion Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and other Sahaba who went before him by the permission of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Medina, they went with great hope, with great vision, resilience, confidence, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hijrah gives us the message of hope, the message of strength, the message of resilience and confidence and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the message of Hijrah. That means stay firm on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. إِلَّا تَنْصُرُوهُ فَقَدْ نَصَرَهُ اللَّهِ إِذْ أَخْرَجَهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا ثَانِيَ اثْنَيْنِ إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِسَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتَهُ عَلَيْهِ وَأَيَّدَهُ بِجُنُودٍ لَمْ تَرَوْهَا وَجَعَلَ كَلِمَةَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا السُّفْلَى وَكَلِمَةُ اللَّهِ هِيَ الْعُلْيَا. Allah says in Surah Tawbah, if you do not help him, if you help him not, Allah indeed helped him. When those who disbelieve expelled him. And second of the two, and he was saying to his companion, لا تحزن إن الله معنا. Do not grieve, Allah is with us. Indeed Allah is with us. إن الله معنا. Indeed Allah is with us. So Allah sent His tranquility upon his heart and supported him with the hosts that you do not see. The army that you do not see, Allah supported him with that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the word of the disbelievers low, and Allah's word is supreme and high. Kalimatullahi al-Uliya. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companions, they went in trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their iman, with their confidence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with very difficult situation, difficult circumstances. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and joined them. And when the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and the Sahaba came, there are three things that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, one after another. And these are very important for us to remember that we have to follow this path. The first thing that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did is that the people who came from Mecca, how to settle them in Medina. Even though Mecca and Medina were only about 300 miles away, but at that time it's like two different worlds, different tribal system, different places, just like two different countries. So coming from Mecca now to Medina, how to settle those people? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did muakhat, brought the people of Mecca and Medina together as brothers and sisters, the believers. And the people, of course, in Medina, were there were also other people. They were mushrikeen. They were Jews. People of some other faiths. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made brotherhood between Muslims of Mecca and Muslims of Medina. And the word for that is muakhat, making them brothers. They were not blood brothers. They were not of the same tribe. They were not of the same families, But they became brothers. And they became so much يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ الَّذِينَ تَبَوَّوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. There are people who were living there in Medina. They had their homes and they had iman, but they loved those who came as migrants. يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ يُؤْسِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. They prefer them over themselves. When Rasulullah SAW tell them that you are the brother of your Muslim brother from Makkah, and tell them that this is your brother from Medina, they become close to each other. And the people of Medina wanted to give them everything that they had. Take this. Whatever you take will please me more than whatever you not take. يُؤْسِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَكَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. This was إِيثَار. This was محبة. This was brotherhood of Islam. So, story of success of Medina is the story of brotherhood. And if Muslims want to follow this path of Hijrah and want to be successful, they have to be brothers to each other. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has counted it as a blessing. يَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرُّقُوا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَا حُفْرَةٍ مِنَ النَّارِ فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا. Hold fast together the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not be divided. And remember the favor of Allah upon you. Ye were enemies to each other. That was the Arab situation at that time. Tribes were enemies of each other. They were fighting each other. This was their way of life. إِسْكُنْتُمْ عَدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. He joined your heart together and you became, by his blessing, by his favor, you became brethren. And you were at the edge of a fiery abyss. And he saved you from it. This is the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was the result of brotherhood. This was the result of sisterhood. This was, they were caring for each other. And this bounty and this blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come again. If the people become brothers and sisters, united, working together. Ummah is there, large ummah. More than 2 billion Muslims around the world, all over. MashaAllah, you can see that sample here. People of different colors, different races, different families, different background. But this ummah is not united. This ummah is not together, unfortunately. So first thing Rasulullah did was that he established brotherhood, muwahhat. The second thing that Rasulullah did, that when he arrived to Medina, establish a masjid. Masjid is the backbone. Masjid is the foundation of Islamic life. They built a simple masjid. But at the same time, the iman was very strong. And they were coming to the masjid, the sincerity of the heart, learning, sitting with the Prophet ﷺ, praying there in the masjid. So prayer and learning and seeking the guidance, seeking the knowledge, that was the way. Muslims have to be connected to their masjid. قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسْجِدِ. A believer is the one whose heart is hanging in the masjid, attached to the masjid. When he leaves the masjid, he wants to say, when am I going to come back to the masjid? Thinking about masjid. And those are the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدِ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. The believers are those who visit the masajid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take care of the masajid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They believe in Allah. They believe in the last day. They perform the prayer. They give the zakah and fear none except Allah. وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ فَعَسَىٰ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنْ يَكُونُ مِنَ الْمُهْتَدِينَ. So masjid is the center of Islam. Masajid are the center of Islam. And Muslims have to think of the masjid all the time and pray regularly in their masjid. So that was the second thing, establish the institution of masjid. That simple masjid, but it expanded later and the other masajid came. Alhamdulillah, we have many masajid now. Here in our Southern California, we have 130 masajid, alhamdulillah. So connection with the masajid, taking care of the masajid, and taking the message of the masjid to the world, to all people. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, second thing, established the masjid. And the third thing that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, that is the people who were living there in Medina, brought them together. Alliance with other people. People of other faith, Jewish people were living there in Medina. There's a big community of Jewish people in Medina. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made Mithaq al-Madina. Mithaq is the covenant of Medina. The agreement between the people of Medina, all the people who are living there, all different tribes and different faiths, they all recognize that. We recognize the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the leader. And we are going to work together, not against each other. And if there is any dispute, we'll bring it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Although they had their freedom of religion, whether they accept him as prophet or not, whether they accept Islam or not, but they will recognize his leadership. He is the leader. And any dispute will be brought together. We will defend the city together against the enemies. These are the basic terms of this agreement. One of our scholars, Dr. Hamidullah Marhum, Rahimahullah, he said that this was the first written constitution in the history of the world. Mithaq al-Madina, he said, this is the constitution of the city of Medina. And it had basic terms, how to live people of different faith and different groups can live together. And this was the alliance. So first thing is muwaqqat among the believers. Second thing is the masjid, where the people come and devote to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and learn. And the third thing is alliances with others. People like-minded. People who can work with you and support you and agree with you and you agree with them. And you can work on that. These are the three basic steps that were taken to make this Medina experiment successful. And it became successful. There were some munafiqeen, hypocrites, they created problems, but most of the people were supporting and working together. And as long as they were working together, they had the support of the ummah, support of the community at large. So these are the lessons that we have to learn from the hijrah of the Prophet. It is not just a change of calendar, it is not the change of a date, it is understanding what happened at that time. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us on the right path. And inshallah, the new year give us the new inspiration. Going back to the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, going back to the mission of Quran and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may Allah keep us on the right path. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله منها أربعة حرم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم الله سبحانه وتعالى says in the Quran in Surah At-Tawbah, the number of months in the year are 12 according to the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And out of these 12 months, 4 of them are sacred months, special months. And these months are Rajab, and then after Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hajjah, and Muharram. So we are going to have a sacred month coming. I mean, Dhul Hajjah is also a sacred month, but now we are coming to the Muharram. And Muharram is the most sacred. Muharram is afdal of all these Ashhur al-Hurum. The most superior, the most sacred month among the four months, sacred month. And Rasulullah said, Shahada Shahrullah. This is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this honor that you have that for the month of Muharram. So we'll be entering the month of Muharram tomorrow, inshallah. And Rasulullah used to fast very often. And he said, after Ramadan, the superior fast are the fast of Muharram. Especially the 9th and 10th of Muharram. 10th of Muharram, and then you have Rasulullah, you said that if I live another year, I will fast 9th also. So 9th and 10th are recommended. It's not 4th, but it's recommended. And there is a great reward for that, and there are many blessings that people receive that. So I would like to remind all of us that pay attention to this blessed time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it very blessed and accept our devotion, our ibadah in this month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the right path. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa ala man tabi'ahum bi ihsan ila yawmiddin. Please remember in your dua, Brother Muhammad Rafi, Brother Haysam Bandukchi, Sister Rafatun Nisa Ayyub, Brother Jalaluddin Akand, Sister Dr. Jamila Qureshi. May Allah give them shifa. And all other people who are not well, may Allah give them shifa. اللهم اشف مرضانا يا الله اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم اشف انت الشافي لا شافي الا انت شفاء لا يغادر سقما. Also make dua maghfira for sister Asiya Urmanshina and sister Eva Trufanova. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them, give them the place in Jannah. We'll be praying for three people salatul janaza. From Ahmed Yunus, Brother Fakhr Lee Parker, and Sister Nancy Rafi. May Allah bless them. Our condolences to their families. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them patience. Inshallah, after the Salatul Jum'ah, we'll have the funeral prayer. And the three bodies are put together. In one line, so I will be a little outside, so we are in the middle of that, and you all stay here. We pray, you pray in here in the masjid, but the bodies are outside, inshallah. And one salat for all the three, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa ala man tabi'ahum bi ihsan ila yawmiddin. خصوصا على الخلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعلى السيدين الشهيدين أبي محمد الحسن وأبي عبد الله الحسين وعلى أمهما فاطمة الزهراء وعلى عمه المعظمين المكرمين عند الله والناس الحمزة والعباس وعلى سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. إن الله اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله رحمكم الله. إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر فأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا استووا استقيموا. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم وإما ينزغنك من الشيطان نزغ فاستعذ بالله إنه هو السميع العليم الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله لا إله إلا الله لا شريك له لا إله إلا الله لا You can have a few people from all the three people who passed away from the family, two people from each family we can hear in this area, in the front area. Three people in one line. Three people in one line. You can have three lines, four lines. Inshallah. Please come, come. Come closer. Yes. Salatul Janaza has four takbirs. At the first takbir, raise your hands and hold them and recite Subhanakallahumma bihamdik or recite Suratul Fatiha. And second takbir, after that you say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. And then after that, the third takbir, and then you recite a special dua, asking Allah's forgiveness for the people who passed away and for all of us. Allahumma qfil li hayyina wa mayyitina wa shahidina wa ghaibina. Or simply say Allahumma qfil lahum wa rahum. Allahumma qfil lahum wa rahum. Then fourth takbir, and then salam on both sides. Barakallahu fikum. I'll be in this side. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر اللهم صل على محمد اللهم بارك على محمد الله أكبر اللهم خذ حينا اللهم الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعف عنهم اللهم أكرم نزلهم ووسع مدخلهم اللهم اغسل خطاياهم بالماء والثلج والبرد اللهم نقهم من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس اللهم جازهم بالإحسان إحسانا وبالسيئات عفوا منك وغفرانا اللهم صبر أهلهم يا الله اللهم صبر أهلهم يا الله اللهم أكن معهم يا الله ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار والله bless them give them the place in Jannah والله give patience to their families and keep us always on the right path صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين May Allah bless you. أعظم الله أجركم وأحسن عزاءكم وغفر لميتكم. If you just give a few minutes, people finish their sunnah and then after that, you can transport the bodies, inshallah. May Allah bless you. بارك الله فيك. Just a few minutes.